What's up, Uso? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Monday. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier behind the glass on the ones and twos. Hope you're having a great start to your day so far. Exciting news over the weekend during the NFL draft. Parker Hughes was drafted in the seventh round by the Jacksonville Jaguars, the fine linebacker from Middle Tennessee State University. He joins us now on the program. Parker, welcome in. Congratulations. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm happy to be on the call.
Has it set in for you that you're now a member of a National Football League team, or is it still kind of feel like a bit of an out-of-body experience?
It definitely is. Saturday night, Sunday, all day, I was still in shock, but it's starting to settle in. I had a workout this morning, so it kind of hit me. I'm like, hey, I got to get back to work. This is another animal I'm about to come at.
Who called you from the Jags to let you know they were taking you?
To be honest, man, I answered the phone and my world literally just, I was in so much shock. I can't remember. I know I talked to the defense coordinator and the linebackers coach and the GM and stuff. So I can't remember who the first one to call me was, but I know I talked to all three of those guys.
Parker Hughes on the phone with us. Parker, congratulations, man. I had the pleasure of watching the last couple of years at MTSU. Take me back to Pro Day, because people told me your Pro Day was absolutely fantastic. What was your Pro Day like? Did you have a feeling that it went so well? Because it went so well. You obviously got drafted by the Jaguars, but tell me about their Pro Day, how important that was.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that every athlete going into the NFL, is trying to do, is have a really good Pro Day. And, I was blessed. I worked with D1 and those guys over there. And Cliff Marshall, man, he got me right throughout this whole process, man. He pushed me, kept me going. But I went out there and executed. I knew what I could do. I knew trusted my abilities. I just had to go out there and, put it to work.
Oh, that's great. Parker Hughes joins us, former MTSU linebacker drafted by the Jacksonville Jaguars. Going up to the draft, did you talk to the Jags? Did you have any idea? Did you talk to several teams? Anybody that you're like, I think this team might be a good fit for me, but did you know anything at all?
Yeah, I obviously had a great process. I talked to a lot of teams. It started in Texas at CGS. Had interviews there and had Zoom calls, had phone calls from everybody, really. And I'm blessed to say that. But, I knew the Jags were the number one spot for me. I had great talks with Coach Tim Lukuba. And, we talked about this whole process, and that's where I wanted to be. And God willing, the Jags, chose me late in that seventh round. But, yeah, that's where I wanted to be the whole time.
Oh, that's great, man. So what's the process now? Are you flying down this week to attend minicamp?
Yeah, May 6th is whenever I'm going down. So trying to get ready for that.
Yeah, that's great. Let me ask you this. With the portal and everything, look, you're great at middle, man. Did it ever look to your right and left and like, all right, who the hell is this guy? Who the hell is that guy? But you kept on, right? I mean, that just – you had no choice but to go out there and give everything you had, right, even though guys are next to you, behind you, we're all changing, coming and going, right?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's journey is different. And definitely with the – how – NIL is and stuff in college football. For me and my journey, it was for me to stay at Middle Tennessee, and it paid off.
All right, it did pay off. So when you got drafted, they called you Saturday night. I guess you were all your friends and family around?
Yeah, they were. I kind of knew there was a chance, but either way, I knew I was going to be an NFL player Saturday, and this is something big. Obviously, I've dreamed about this since I was a kid, so I wanted my family and everybody around, and they were. They were all around.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I was up there Friday for checking out spring practice, and that's when they were like, hey, this weekend, Parker Hughes has a chance to go because his pro day was so good. How much on the pro day, were you nervous or just like, look, I'm going to go out there and get this done and then see what happens?
Yeah, there's always going to be nerves. I mean, this is all I've ever wanted, you know, all I've worked for. Yeah, there was nerves going into it, but really after the 225, that was the, you know, the first thing we did. I was good. I knew it was going to be a good day after, you know, that was over with and just went out there and executed.
Parker Hughes is with us. You know, I'm sure you've had some time to think about your team and the teammates and everything. Is there anybody on the Jags that you're really looking forward to working with and kind of trying to learn from as you go through this process?
Absolutely. You know, everybody up there, man, they're up there for a reason. They're pros. You know, I'm going to get in that linebacker room and special teams, you know, all of that, and then just soak it all in, you know, just try to be my best and learn from those guys who have experience and have been playing. But, you know, I like to fish. I'm a fishing guy. I heard Travis Hunter likes to fish. I mean, he can take me out on his boat one day.
You could do some team bonding on that. How much has Coach Mason played a role in this process and being your head coach the last couple of years? What has he meant to this?
Man, he's been the world, man. He's a great coach, a great leader, been a true inspiration for me. He's helped me out so many times, text me, hey, this team called, they're saying this and that. You know, he really has been a huge part of this. And, you know, and I've learned from him these past 2 seasons, and I've learned so much from him. You know, he's a great coach. He's a better guy.
Talking to Parker Hughes on the Chase and Big Joe show today. So you said you started working out with D1. Was that back in the spring?
Yeah, that was right after the or in January. I started January. I think it was like the 6th. And throughout, just it was an 8-week program. Stayed up there for 8 weeks and then came back to Middle Tennessee. And that was with Cliff Marshall and D1. Then I came back to Middle Tennessee with our strength staff and Jamie Blacknick. And just kind of a few weeks before Pro Day was there.
Look, I did not know this. I'm reading now. You played at Samford?
Yeah, I was there for 2 months. I don't know about played, but I was there for 2 months, yeah.
Okay, that's where I played a long time ago, so I didn't know this about you, and you made the decision to come to Middle, and look, you took advantage of your opportunity. If you're telling somebody out there right now that's stuck at fourth string or at a school they don't like, what would you tell them, Parker?
You know, you just got to be ready for your opportunity, and whatever that is, and whatever your role is, embrace it. You know, I started on special teams as a walk-on, and now I just got drafted. So whatever coaches are telling you and whatever it looks like wherever you're at, just keep going, put your head down, and good things will happen.
Oh, that's so badass. Before they go, what number would you like to wear at Jacksonville?
It doesn't matter. I'm just happy to be there. Whatever number they give me, let's do it.
That's the right answer.
That's the best answer. Hey, man, thank you. We're proud of you. I think this is great, and true blue, man. It's so awesome. We've been joking on the show today that MTSU had as many people drafted as Vanderbilt did. So we're proud of you, Parker, man.
I really appreciate you guys, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Parker Hughes, linebacker for the Jacksonville Jaguars, a former Blue Raider, joining us, and just a cool story and excited for him to get that call. And, you know, we cheer for any of the local athletes.
Yeah.
You know, Eli Stower is going to the Eagles. That's going to be a great fit for him.
Our boy Berrien Brown from Pearl Cone got drafted by the Saints. So well done. And then the tight end from Stanford, I forget his name.
Went to Lipscomb Academy, didn't he?
Went to Lipscomb Academy.
Yeah.
I did not know that his
Sam Roche?
Right? Sam Roche, yeah. That his great uncle was Merlin Olsen? I had no idea.
Had no idea.
And he played here at Lipscomb Academy, got drafted by the Bears as tight end. So I love it. So for Parker and Eli Stowers and for Berrien Brown and Sam, right? Sam Roche, is that his name? Those guys getting drafted. So anytime local guys can get to the next level, play on Sundays, man, that's special. So
Colton,
really cool.
Where did Colton Hood end up? With the Giants? From Tennessee? Yeah, the Giants.
Did he?
Yeah.
And McCoy went to the Raiders. Boy, yeah. He was emotional on his call.
He dropped.
Emotional. That could be, if he gets it together, man, that could be really good.
Oh, that could be a steal. So, I mean, look, the Tennessee, I saw a Tennessee Tech kid got drafted too. I'm blanking on who it was.
Drafted?
I'm pretty sure.
Tim Kutras? He got to the Chiefs, Nolensville High School, went to Tennessee Tech. He got invited to camp for the Chiefs. Great safety. The quarterback at Nolensville. His father's Nick Kutrus, the longtime legendary football coach at Overton. The field's named after
him. Maybe I'm thinking of he signed undrafted.
That's fine.
Theron Gaines.
Well, that one. Spurdudo working his magic in Middle Tennessee area.
Yeah.
So, anyway, look, you get in camp, anything can happen. Anything can happen once you get into camp.
Just get the call and go in there and work. By the way, I did see this on X. Yahoo Sports put this out about 38 minutes ago. In case anybody was wondering, so if Diego Pavia did elect to go to the Canadian Football League, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers have his CFL rights. They added him to their negotiation list in 2024. So if he does decide to go to the CFL, he would go to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Okay. Opportunities available.
Yep. The UFL wants him.
UFL. I would not go right now.
No. I'd go to Ravens camp, work your ass off, see what happens, and then go from there.
Absolutely. And do that. And then if the opportunity is not there, then go out and create more opportunities someplace else and get it. Now it's up to Pavia. Now it's up to you to get it done. And you could, you know, all the social media is going to be there. All the nonsense is still out there. You can't get rid of that. So just say, look, I'm sorry. I did that. Own up to it. Excuse and now you go forward. Man, I'm getting attacked by something over here. My bad. Deep breath. I swallowed air. My bad, pal. Man.
Well,
sorry,
done.
Diego, with that.
That was good.
Yeah. So anyway, Pavia can create his own journey now to make things happen. And that's a thing for him to do and see, and no more excuses. You can't bitch now. Look, you're in a camp. Go and get it done.
Can I, pun totally intended, shift gears and talk a little NASCAR for a minute when we come back?
Sure.
All right. Something great happened in NASCAR yesterday, and they better hold on and enjoy the ride.
Okay.
I will tell you what it means. We'll discuss that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.